ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो सुदेवाय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपतांतिकं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदं माधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् श्रृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयंतस्तो हि अवध्रानि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अवध्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 24। द टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज द रेनाउंसिएशन ऑफ कर्दम मुनि टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। Text number 7 does not have a purport, so we'll read text number 7 and 8, if it is so.
Avadhyam tada vyomni वादित्राणि घना घना गायन्ति तं स्मा गंधर्व नृत्यन्ति अप्सरवो अप्सरसो मुधा आवाद्यं तथा व्योम्नि आवाद्यं तथा व्योम्नि वादित्राणि गना गना वादित्राणि गना गना गायन्ति तं स्म गन्धर्वा गायन्ति तं स्म गन्धर्वा नृत्यन्ति अप्रसो अप्सरसो मुदा नृत्यन्ति अप्सरसो मुदा आवाद्यं तथा व्योम्नि वादित्राणि घना घना गायन्ति तं स्म गन्धर्वा नृत्यन्ति अप्सरसो मुधा आवाद्यं तथा व्योम्नि वादित्राणि घना घना गायन्ति तं स्म गन्धर्वा नृत्यन्ति अप्सरसो मुधा।
आवाध्यम साउंडेड తదా అట్ దట్ టైమ్ వ్యోమ్ని ఇన్ ద స్కై వాదిత్రాని మ్యూజికల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్స్ ఘనాఘన ద రెయిన్ క్లౌడ్స్ గాయంతి sang tham to him sma certainly gandharva the gandharvas nrityanti dance apsarasa the apsaras mudha in joyful ecstasy. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. At the time of his descent on earth, demigods in the form of raining clouds sounded musical instruments in the sky. The celestial musicians, the Gandharvas, sang the glories of the Lord, while celestial dancing girls known as the Apsaras danced in joyful ecstasy. Translation responsively. At the time of his descent on earth, demigods in the form of raining clouds sounded musical instruments in the sky. The celestial musicians, the Gandharvas, sang the glories of the Lord, while celestial dancing girls known as Apsaras danced in joyful ecstasy. Text number 8. Petu sumanaso divya kecha. I think it's in the book. I don't think so. If you can repeat, that's fine. Petu sumanaso divya kecha rai apavarjita prasedesu chadisha sarva అంభాం సీచ మమామి చ పేతు ఫెల్ సుమనస ఫ్లవర్స్ దివ్య బ్యూటిఫుల్ కేచరై బై ద డెమిగాడ్స్ హూ ఫ్లై ఇన్ ద స్కై అపవర్జిత డ్రాప్ ప్రసేదు బికేమ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ చ అండ్ disha directions sarva all ambamsi waters cha and manamsi minds cha and translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. At the time of Lord's appearance, the demigods flying freely in the sky showered flowers. All the directions, all the waters, and everyone's mind became very satisfied. Responsively, please. At the time of Lord's appearance, the demigods flying freely in the sky showered flowers. All the directions, all the waters, and everyone's mind became very satisfied. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is learned here that in the higher sky there are living entities who can travel through the air without being hampered. Although we can travel in outer space, we are hampered by so many impediments, but they are not. We learn from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that the inhabitants of the planet called Siddhaloka can travel in space from one planet to another without impediment. They showered flowers on the earth when Lord Kapila, the son of Kardama, appeared. So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading the appearance of Kapiladev. Appearance of Kapiladev, Kapila Muni, Kardama Muni and Devahuti. So, it's the father and mother. And we have read before how mother Devahuti was lamenting, and then Kardama Muni is pacifying her that Supreme Lord is going to appear in your womb and then going to give this knowledge of Sankhya Yoga so to everyone. So this is a very wonderful situation. It's a situation for celebration. This is a situation for celebration. That is why we are finding here where all these personalities, like we mentioned here, at the time of his descent on earth, demigods in the form of raining clouds sounded musical instruments in the sky. The celestial musicians, the Gandharvas, sang the glories of the Lord. At the time of Lord's appearance, the demigods being flying freely in the sky showered flowers, all the directions, all the waters, and everyone's mind became very satisfied. So this is a wonderful situation of Lord's appearance. Whenever Lord appears, there is a particular any incarnation. Like even Lord Krishna, when he was appearing, everything was auspicious. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, everything was auspicious. Because normally we seek auspiciousness. We seek auspicious. Oh, we want to take birth in an auspicious time. People are very worried. No? Like, I have to take birth in an auspicious time. They will look at all the nakshatra, all the whatever the yoga, karana, all these things they think. They think, oh, whether I am taking birth in auspicious time. But when Lord is taking birth, all the planetary systems, they are all putting themselves in a very suitable condition so that he can take birth. Actually, the auspiciousness comes not because of the nakshatra or yoga or karna. Because of Lord is appearing, everything becomes auspicious. See, normally in India they say Ashtami. Ashtami, normally they say don't do anything. Ashtami and Navami, these two tithis, they don't do anything. This is a normal practice, a Vedic practice. But Krishna completely broke all these things. He appeared on Krishna Ashtami, Janmashtami. So Ashtami, what can you do? Krishna appeared on Janmashtami. We can't do anything about it. Like Ramachandra Murthy, he appeared on Navami. Traditionally, he may something there, but again, Lord is not part of this thing. He completely, he can do anything and everything, and he is completely transcendental. So this is a situation where here, when the Lord is appearing, and everybody is happy. Actually, it's not everybody is happy. Only the devotees are happy. Devotees are happy because why? Because they know. Devotees, oh, and the Lord is appearing, then all auspiciousness, all the demons will be destroyed. So this is what they are very happy and very jubilant mood. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says about the jubilant mood of the devotees. Does anyone remember where Krishna says? Where the devotees, what do they do when they meet? Tushyanti cha ramanti. That's it. Krishna says that. We are not saying that. Krishna says, this is in the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. This is like, he is saying, this my devotees, they are always ramanti cha, tushyanti cha, ramanti cha. Always talking about themselves. What are they talking about? They don't talk about anything. Olympic has started, this has started. No, they are not discussing about that. They are talking about how this is the Lord's pastime. Machita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. This is their activity. And they get so much satisfaction and relishment. That is why they are talking. Otherwise, who will be keep on talking about something? They get bored. How many times you can talk about? 10 days you can talk about Olympic. 15 days you can talk about Olympic. And who wants to talk about Olympic? And after 4 years only they will talk about Olympics. Nobody wants to talk about Olympic. But here the Krishna Katha, they get so much of satisfaction, so much of, by the way, the Olympic fans, they don't get offended. We are not against Olympics. So this is like a 15. So Krishna, when he appears, his glories are so wonderful. Glories are wonderful. Keep on talking and keep on, crowd is keep on increasing. Correct? Janmashtami, 5000 years ago Lord Krishna appeared. Even now you see the crowd is increasing actually. Here it's like 10,000, 15,000. India temple, 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakh. People keep on coming. See, this is the beauty. This is the Akarshana Sakti of Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone. Krishna attracts everyone. So here, this no wonder, this all the Gandharvas and Siddhas and Charanas, and all the damsels of Apsaras, they get attracted. Yeah, they also want to. Because why they are attracted? Because Krishna has a mission. Krishna has given what he is going to do, what is his activity. Everything is very delineated very clearly. There is no confusion. Oh, Krishna may come, may not come. Krishna will do this, will not do this. No confusion. Krishna very clearly puts everything in perspective. Yes, I will come. Sarva dharman paritirna. That is final. First he says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuktanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamiham. So he says, when I will come? When he does not stop there, he says, yes, when I will come and what I will do, paritranaya sadunam, vinasaya chaduskritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya, sambhavami yuge yuge, to protect the devotees, to miscreate the, annihilate the miscreants and re-establish the principles of religion, I appear every millennium after millennium. He says that. And then this is the, and Krishna says also, he gives a bonus also. So, oh, so what? You appear and act, oh, but if you understand, this is like, when you understand my activities and my appearance are transcendental, you don't have to come back again to this material world. Krishna gives that actually. Why Krishna appears? For this purpose. Krishna comes here and performs this wonderful pastime so that we can understand, we get attracted to him, and then we can finish off our punarjanma. Punarjanma, this again and again, coming back, going back. This circle we can avoid. Krishna says that. That's why in the fourth chapter, Krishna says, when you understand, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. You don't have to take birth again in this material world. That boon he is giving. So this is what, so that is why these devatas are very happy. Devatas are like a Vishnu Bhakta para. Devatas are Vishnu Bhakta. And the asuras are like a viparyaya. They are the different ones. They are not, they are, that's why asuras are very unhappy. When Krishna appears and comes, Bakasura, Akasura, all these asuras, they are all very unhappy. Because they, oh, Krishna appears. That means what is going to happen? Now, paritranaya sadhunam, vinasaya dushkritam. They are very worried. Now, see, this is, in, I was just reading in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains this. Arjuna is saying in the 10th chapter, 11th chapter. This is needed or goes on and off, is it? Oh, that's good. Yeah, because there's some inbuilt microphone is there. That's why we have to keep it low. Otherwise, so this is 11th chapter, 36 verse. It says, Stane Hrishikesa Tava Prakritya Jagat Praharshyati Anurajyate Cha Rakshamsi Bhidani Disho Dravanti Sarve Namasyanti Sa Siddha Sangha. So it says here, Arjuna said, O master of the senses, the whole world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfect beings offer you their respectful homages, the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. And somebody has written very important here. Very important actually. This is a very important message actually. So this is what very important, because the devatas, they are very very happy. When Krishna appears, they are very happy, and the demons, they flee here and there. Because they are, for them, it is like a mrityu. For a policeman, when we see policemen, we are very happy, we are protected. We are protected. But the thieves and the burglars, when they see policemen, they are very worried actually. Because they are law breaking and they are worried. And we are law abiding, and then we are happy to see this. Same way, when devotees see Krishna, they are very very happy. Oh, Krishna is appearing. Now Janmashtami is coming. So Krishna Janmashtami. So everybody is happy. Everybody in a jubilant mood. Yes, doing seva. And also the demons, they are worried. Oh, Krishna is appearing. So our story is going to finish. So they are worried. So here, Srila Prabhupada, translation, he says, at the time of his descent on earth, demigods in the form of raining clouds sounded musical instruments in the sky. The celestial musicians, the Gandharvas, sang the glories of the Lord. The singing of the glories of the Lord, this is the principal activity. Because we think we have so many duties. We have this duty, that duty, so many duties. But the main duty is like a singing the glories of the Lord. Automatically everything is taken care of. Automatically it is taken care of. It's not that by singing the glories of the Lord, you are going to be deprived of all these things. No. You sing the glories of the Lord, you do preach the message of the God. God, Krishna guarantees that in Bhagavad Gita, those who are doing this, they are very, very dear to me. When we are very dear to Krishna, what is there to worry? There is no worry for us. Because Krishna looks after. Ananyas chintayantyo maam ejana pariupasate tesham mityabhi yuktanam yohakshemam vahamyaham. Krishna says, I personally look after. Who can give the guarantee? Whether job, your manager can give the guarantee, or the president can give the guarantee, or the prime minister can give the, nobody can give that guarantee. But Krishna personally says, I look after my devotee. I personally look after this devotee. This is the greatest boon. So that is why the devotees are very happy. Oh, my Krishna is appearing. So that's all wonderful. Everybody is celebrating. Everybody is dancing. Everybody is singing. So this is like a similar to everywhere. Even Krishna appeared. Now, even now also, when we talk about Krishna, we get so much of happiness. That's why we get so much of joy, so much of, again, we are, every day we are hearing the same thing. We are not this body, we are spirit soul, we are servant of Krishna. How many times you have heard actually? Every day we are hearing the same thing. Huh? And but still we are not bored. Because we are hearing about Krishna. Krishna's pastimes are like that only. Because this is like a Shinvatam Swakata Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtana. When we hear these pastimes of Krishna, when we hear the glories of Krishna, what happens is all the unwanted things in the heart, they are all slowly removed actually. That is why the happiness, where the happiness is coming. Because Krishna, by just he is sitting as a Paramatma, he is just removing all these things so that we can relish that happiness. The happiness is there. Without happiness, nobody will be keep on hearing. That's all right. That's fine. That's so here in the again this is like a give protection to the devotees, annihilate the demons and re-establish the religious principles, and that is why the devotees take so much pleasure and the demons flee here and there. And Prabhupada continue this in the next sloka. At the time of Lord's appearance, the demigods flying freely in the sky showered flowers all the directions and the waters, and everyone's mind became very satisfied. Because this is another beauty. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, that time was eclipse. That was a lunar eclipse. At that time, it's like a, normally, the time of the Vedic tradition is like a, you go and take bath in the Nadi and then chant the special mantras and other things. Because this is like a, Lord's appearance is like a, arranged in such a way so that people chanted the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And that is his mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is, Krishna said this, Sarva Dharman Paritajya. But now, how to put that into practice? The application is difficult. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to demonstrate how one can surrender to Krishna. So, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when somebody sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, automatically he gets Krishna Prema. When the person who sees that person, he gets Krishna Prema. The person sees the other person, he gets. See, this is the contagious in a positive sense. It's a very contagious thing. Krishna consciousness, devotional service is a very contagious thing. Contagious, not a disease, a contagious thing. Because we get somebody, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so powerful, like when he was passing through Jharikhanda forest, all the animals, they completely forgot their animosity. So this is his beauty, because sometimes now like we, the animals, they fight with each other. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting with them, so we're traveling with them, they completely, because this is the presence of the supreme person or the great soul, automatically everything happens. This is, that's why here it is mentioned that at the time of Lord's appearance, the demigods flying freely in the sky showered flower, because they are a wonderful thing. Even when this Gita, Bhagavad Gita, it's like when the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when all these activities are there, all these people, they are also watching actually. See, like now we are also watching matches and other things. They are also watching because Krishna is there. When Lord Krishna is present and he is performing his pastimes, so everybody is interested. So same way, here the, all the devatas, they are all very, very happy, and then showering the flowers and then playing the drums, and then they are doing the, all this. But because of the presence, all the directions and the waters and everything becomes satisfied. So this is like a very hard to imagine actually. Because see, one person appearing and everybody else is satisfied. How it is possible? This is a Yasmin Tushte Jagat Tushte. When Krishna is satisfied, everybody else is satisfied. So Krishna, he is appearing for his pleasure. Then by we are cooperating with him in his pleasure, then we also get satisfaction. So this is a secret. Somehow we want to, everybody wants happiness. Yes, we want to enjoy ourselves, then we get frustrated. But when we try to give happiness to Krishna, then we get satisfaction also. So this is what the most of the people, they miss actually. They think, I want to enjoy separately. The whole idea, we came to this material world, we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. That mood, we came separately from Krishna, we want to enjoy, we can't enjoy. Because that is not our constitution. Our constitution is, we have to enjoy in union with Krishna. That is our constitution. We are made like that. You can't change that. Because when we enjoy, when Krishna enjoys, automatically enjoyment comes to us also. We are part and parcel of Krishna. This is again, we are repeating part and parcel. Every day we are hearing part and parcel of Krishna. When Krishna is satisfied, we also get satisfied. So Narada Muni says, when you want to pour the water, you pour on the root of the tree, then the whole tree gets nourished. When you want to nourish the body, you put the food in the stomach. The same way, when you offer obeisances to Krishna, Vasudev, then the whole, everything becomes satisfied. Everyone becomes pleased actually. So this is the Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada says in the purport, it is learned from herewith that in the higher sky, there are living entities who can travel through the air without being hampered. This is another wonderful thing actually. Because we are very proud. We have found all the 747 or whatever sevens we have, keep on adding. And we just get into the plane and the reaching the destination is not guaranteed. Nowadays it's becoming more and more difficult actually. You get into the plane, how much is the guarantee? Whether previously we were all bad weather, this one, that one, but now this some mad people also there. They are here creating so much of problem, and then there is no guarantee that we will reach the destination. It's very difficult. We have to just hold. For devotees, no problem. Why no problem? Chant Hare Krishna. You are keeping chanting Hare Krishna. And then anything happens also, still you are protected. Antakale chamamyeva smaran muktva kalevar. So that is the beauty. For devotees, there is no problem. Wherever they go, whichever plane or this one or that one, we don't want to name anyone. But whatever you go, no problem. Because they will be chanting Hare Krishna, remembering Krishna, ante Narayana Smriti. That's all right. If a death comes, what can you do? You can't stop it actually. What can you do? See, you think about this, you know, like you are going and if some mad fellow comes and then creates some disturbance, what can you do? What is in your hand? We don't have any control actually. No control at all. That is why we have to depend on Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna. This is sometimes we don't take, when we are going walking, when you are going bicycle, when you are car, we don't take that seriously. I can manage, I have driven. But when you are going in plane, what can you depend on? You are not a pilot. You have to depend on Krishna only. You can't depend on anyone else actually. So Krishna, you only save. That is what we have to develop, that mood of surrender to Krishna. So this is like Prabhupada says, the living entities who can move through without being hampered. But we are hampered. We can't go very easily. No problem. So many problems. You have to have a reservation, booking, cancel, the company going out of business. All these things are happening. It's no guarantee that you book the ticket and you will go. You won't go anywhere actually. But here, they don't need any vehicle. They can just go. We saw how Kardama Muni created a wonderful airplane for Mother Devahuti. What features? Maybe even in 10,000 years, they will not have the same features actually. They had a whole garden. Space only, we have to sit like this actually in the plane. What can you talk of garden and all the different things? Right? So this this modern companies, they should learn this thing from Kardama Muni created this aeroplane. What aeroplane? Even technology can advance so much. By the way, we are not against technology. We are also using technology, so many technology. But even 10,000 years, you make advancement, tremendous advancement, you can't make the Kardama Muni aeroplane. You can't make it. That is the beauty. That is the beauty, because that is all like your material perfection is there. We are not denying that. You have achieved some perfection, but you don't compete with Krishna. Krishna is called Yogeshwara. He is the master of all perfections. He created a small mosquito also. You can't create the mosquito. Small mosquito, and he has created gigantic things also he has created. So that is Krishna. You can't compete with Krishna. So here, Srila Prabhupada says, although we can travel to outer space, we are being hampered by so many impediments, but they are not. We learn from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that the inhabitants of the planet called Siddha Loka can travel in space from one planet to another without impediment. No interplanetary system. They can travel, interplanetary travel. Srila Prabhupada wrote the book, Easy Journey to Other Planet. That's a small booklet. So they can go. Narada Muni. Narada Muni can go anywhere. He does not have a visa, passport, immigration, citizenship. Nothing is needed for him. He just go anywhere. Because he does not have a material body. He is a spiritual body. He can go anywhere. So this is the beauty. Because they can go anywhere and everywhere. This beauty is there. But now, what our people, they go everywhere and find out now, we went there to moon. And what did you find? I find some rocks. $1 billion project to find some rocks there. No, again, This is like a, we are not scientists, but we say from the Shastra, whatever Srila Prabhupada said, they spend so much money, taxpayers' money is wasted. Finally they found moon, there is nobody there, it's like a desert. And finally what we found some rocks. Actually. This is your percent, your tax, you pay so much tax, this is the moon rock. What is the rock from moon or what is the rock from Albert Park or Middle Park? But Albert Park rock is better actually, because at least Krishna temple is there. So this is the beauty. They go there and they do all these things. It's no benefit actually. What benefit we get out of that actually? But here we find in the Shastra, there is a planet called Siddhaloka. Siddhaloka, they can go anywhere easily. They are not hampered by anything. But you remember, even the Siddhaloka, they are also people, material only. They are part of the material world only. It is not spiritual world. Sometimes people think, different Siddhis are there. Oh, this is the perfection. Oh, that is not the perfection. Siddhis are also not material perfection only. They are not called spiritual perfection. We have to understand that. So this is, and Prabhupada says here, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the inhabitants of the planet called Siddhaloka can travel in space from one planet to another without impediment. This is the great boon. For us it is very difficult. Now we see somebody doing little bit of trick, producing little bit gold, we immediately get enamored. Oh, you should be God. You go to the gold shop, you get the gold. If you are really God, you should give us 100 tons of gold. Then you are God. Not just like a small one small portion of gold you give, and how can you become God actually? God, you have to do so many other things. It's not like that cheap, just you have a little bit gold, a little bit of this you give, you become God. You don't become God like that. So, but Krishna is, he is Yogeshwara. He is a yogis, all the yogis are there. He is master of all the yogis. Krishna is called master of all the yogis. So this is the siddhic perfection also is a little bit of a distraction. When somebody wants to perform pure devotional service, the siddhis are all kind of nuisance actually. Nuisance in the sense, what will happen? Our aim is going back home, back to Godhead. Okay, you are on the way. And you are going, while going you see some siddha loka. Okay, let me go and check it out. Finish. You will be sitting there in the siddha loka for eternity. You will be there only. So, because this siddhic things, you get siddhi, and then the siddhis can be misused. Most of the time, they are not put in proper use. Siddhis are misused. We see so many times here also in the world. Sometimes somebody has a mystic power. How many people who have mystic power use it properly? They call themselves God. That is the first mistake actually. How can be God? Because you just have a little bit of some mystic perfection, not all the perfection. Ashta siddhi, it's a small siddhi, one small perfection. You call him God. So in India we have a prayer, always devotees pray to Hanumanji, Hanuman Chalisa, there is a prayer there. There is a prayer, one song is there, Ashta Siddhi Nava Nidike Dhata Asavar Dhina Janaki Mata Rama Rasayana Tumare Pasa Sada Raha Raghupatike Dasa. Ashta Siddhi Nava Nidhi Dhata. He is the person who can give you Ashta Siddhi and Nava Nidhi. Who? Hanumanji. But what is he doing? He can give you Ashta Siddhi Navanidhi. What he is doing? Ashta Siddhi Navanidhi Ke Dada Asavardhina Janaki Mata Rama Rasayana Tumare Pasa. Rama Rasayana is in your hand and you are always chanting the glories of Lord Ram. The person who has Ashta Siddhi and Navanidhi, what he is doing? He is not using anything to produce some gold, produce this, produce some ash. No, he is not doing all this activity. He is always in worshipping the Lord Ram, chanting the holy names of Lord Ram. It's not that, okay, devotee, don't think the devotee does not have Ashta Siddhi. Every devotee has, but they are very humble, they don't show actually. I will explain how the devotees don't show. All the devotees have Ashta Siddhi. And Navanidhi also they have. But don't rob, you can't rob that one. This is Ashta Siddhi means 8 perfections are there. Devotees have that actually. And this is like Hanumanji also, even though he is a devotee, he used the Ashta Siddhi. Does anyone remember where Hanumanji used his Ashta Siddhi? Where?
Put a fire in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, fire in Sri Lanka, that is one thing. But when he wanted to enter Sri Lanka, he became smaller than the smallest. Anima Siddhi, Lahima Siddhi, there are different Siddhis are there. So he used the Siddhi, but not for his own perfection, not for his own sense gratification. He used that in service of the Lord. So that is why Siddhi is not bad, but what do you use the Siddhi for? That's why it is a distraction. In pure devotional service, the Siddhis are called a distraction actually. ಎಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಸೇ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಕಾಮಿ ಸಕಲ ಅಶಾಂತ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತ ನಿಷ್ಕಾಮ ಅತಯೇವ ಶಾಂತ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಶಾಂತ. He is not worried about all this. Siddhi, Bhukti, Mukti, all these people, they aspire for something. I want this, I want this, I want this. Even people who are like, even who are devatas, who are demigods, demigods are also living entities. They are also devotees of the Lord, but they have some desire. Some desire is there. That is why they have become demigods. Otherwise, they will be pure devotees in the spiritual world. Correct? Otherwise, that is why. So, demigods are also, they are also devotees of the Lord, but they have some aspiration. That's even little bit of aspiration there, to fulfill the aspiration, we have to come back to this material world. This is the problem. That is why Sri Rupa Goswami says, Anya Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavrutam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. Uttama Bhakti means to get to the stage, I don't want anything from this. No, Anya Abhilashita Sunyam, not Abhilashita Sunyam. Abhilasha has to be there. You can't become Abhilasha Sunyam, then you can become Jada. Then we are like a stone. We can't become Abhilasha Sunyam. We have to Anya Abhilashita. That means no desire other than Lord's desire. We have Lord's as a desire, then we have to have the same desire. Lord wants to preach? Yes, I want to preach. Lord wants to rescue Mother Sita? Yes, I want to do. That is the desire. Not that I have a desire, okay, Lord has something, yeah, I have something else in the other direction. No, that is not the desire. Lord has a desire, so that is means Anya Abhilashita Sunyam. That Abhilasha, Anya Abhilasha has to become zero, not Abhilasha. Abhilasha should not become Sunya. The Jnana Karmadi Anavratam Anukulena Krishna Anusilanam Bhaktir Uttama. This is Uttama Bhakti's definition is, Uttama Bhakti means it takes you completely out of this material world. Only that will take. Even if you have little bit Abhilasha, oh little bit, let me check it out. Oh, come here, stay here. How long will stay, we don't know. Krishna gives the guarantee. You are taken to the devotional service. You will again take birth in Prapya Punya Kritan Loka Usitva Saswate Same Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Vijayate. Even if there is a little bit of flaw, even little bit of slack in your devotional service, you will take birth in a pious family, in an aristocratic family. You will give. No problem. Krishna gives the guarantee. But why do you want to check the chance? Why do you want to take a chance? And oh yeah, Krishna has said that, okay, I will bloop a little bit, 1 or 2 years I will be here. No, that 1 or 2 years will become many lifetimes actually. So that is why this opportunity is given, we want to take it seriously. So here Srila Prabhupada says, they showered flowers on the earth when Lord Kapila, the son of Kardama Muni, appeared. So this is like a Kardama Muni is appearing, and then here all the devatas are becoming very, very happy. And then the Siddhas or Charanas, all these people, they are very happy. Because they know that Lord has come here. Because he is going to speak the Sankhya Yoga system. And then he is going to not, it's a Sankhya Yoga, it's not only for Mother Devahuti. Mother Devahuti, like Arjuna. Arjuna was taken as an instrument and Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Most of the time we think, oh, Arjuna, poor fellow, he had some problem. Arjuna, Krishna has to speak Bhagavad Gita, I am okay. That's what we think actually. Most of the time we think Arjuna had some problem. So that is why Bhagavad Gita has to be spoken. I am okay. I don't know. Problem is for you. For Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita for us only. The same way Kapila Muni or Kapila Dev spoke all these things for using Mother Devahuti as an example and spoke for all of us. That is why it is a path, it's like a detour. Kapila Dev is giving a detour so that we don't take birth again into this material world. So that is a very, very beneficial activity. That is why they are very happy. By just becoming a Siddha, what can you do? We have in our history, Bahavatam, we find many Siddhas. Very, very big, mystic yogis. Like I will give, because we are coming back to the point where the devotees have the Siddhic perfection. Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni, he was very great mystic perfection. What he can do? He can go from planet to planet. Not ordinary thing, from here to moon, from here to... No, not that type of... He went from Brahma Loka, he went to Kailash, Shiva Loka. And then from there, he even went to the entrance of Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha. He can go to that place also. What is that? This is such a big mystic perfection. You can't imagine. No, not many people have that perfection actually. Not Durvasa Muni was not producing one small ring of gold or something. No, he was completely going everywhere. But even he went up to the point of Vaikuntha when Lord Vishnu said, My dear Brahmana, you have offended my dear devotee Ambarisha Maharaj. That is why the Sudarshan Chakra is following you. Your best course of action for you, you fall at the feet of Ambarish. If Ambarisha Maharaj forgives you, then only this Sudarshan Chakra will go away from you. See, look at this. What is this mystic perfection? So sometimes we think, like, Ambarisha Maharaj didn't even know that he is a mystic perfection. He is just praying. He is praying. He says, oh, I have offended Durvasa Muni. And his whole year he is fasting. And what is the mystic perfection he has? Completely, even the mystic, great mystic yogi Durvasa Muni, he can go up to Vaikuntha. Even he can see Supreme Lord. He can't, even Supreme Lord is not ready to forgive him. And he has to come to Ambarisha Maharaj. This is his mystic perfection. Sometimes we understand, that's why devotees have mystic perfection. We should not, this is not a joke, it's a serious business. Because this mystic perfection for the devotee is coming from Krishna. Devotee doesn't think that I have the mystic perfection, I give. So why, when we take blessings from the devotee, what do you mean by the blessings? When we take the blessing, what is blessing? When devotee blesses Krishna, you remember Krishna, then Krishna says, oh, my devotee has said, that should happen. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Because when Krishna says, my devotee has said something, that has to become true. That is, Krishna has taken a vow that my devotee has said something, it has to become true anyway. Like so many, this thing, we go and ask, please give some blessing. What is that blessing? Because devotee may not have the blessing. Devotee may not be aware that he has the mystic perfection, but when he gives the blessing, when he says, oh, you be happy, yashasvi bhava, tejasvi, because when he says that, Krishna says, tathastu, tathastu, so be it, so be, Krishna says that. Actually. Because of the intimate relationship between the devotee and Krishna, Krishna does that. That is why we should not offend a devotee. That means, because when you offend the devotee, automatically Krishna feels, I am offended. Sometimes Krishna can, whatever the offense committed to him, he can forgive. Oh, no problem, you commit an offense. But if offense to committed to the devotee, he takes it more seriously. For example, you both are walking, you and your son. Somebody kicks you, you can tolerate, you will tolerate a little bit. When somebody kicks your son, oh, you get, hey, why did you kick my son? You get way more offended, correct? True, is it true? Same way Krishna also. Somebody makes an offense to Krishna, Krishna may or may not. I'll not worry about it. But you are offending my son. So then Krishna becomes very angry. Same thing happened to Ambarisha Maharaj. See, this is like, so we have to look at Prahlad Maharaj. What kind of mystic perfection he had. But Prahlad didn't know that he had the mystic perfection. He was put into so many things, so many difficulties. Did any time Prahlad said, no, I'm going to use my mystic perfection and I'm going to nullify all your things? No, he never said. His only mystic perfection was always remember Krishna. And never forget him. That's it. That is the only mystic perfection we had. So we have to understand that it comes as a package. Mystic perfection is already included in devotional service. You don't have to go whether to, but don't outside go and produce gold or something. You can't produce anything. If Krishna wants you to produce, you will produce. Otherwise, my own means I can't produce gold. So like look at Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, people asked, Swamiji, can you do some mystic thing? Or can some magic, can you show? Prabhupada said, magic, yeah, you see, the magic, my magic is simple. So he showed all the devotees. So these persons were addicted to very sinful life, were doing all these different activities. Now they have given up everything and they are mad after Krishna. This is my mystic perfection. Very humble, Prabhupada was. So he said, this is the magic I can show you. So you imagine what kind of magic, producing little bit of gold and give it to him, or produce, completely transform, not one person, millions of life has been transformed and they are all ready to go back to Krishna. What is more important? Correct? This one gold you can purchase anywhere. Go to the bullion market and you can buy the gold. But you can't buy the devotee. This is a mystic perfection. Like mystic perfection for a devotee is already there, but devotee is not worried about that. Devotee does not worry about mystic perfection. Why? Because this mystic perfection, if it is there, then I will misuse it. I will use it for my own sense gratification, and that final destination, reaching the final destination, that will be hampered. We will be performing all these things. We will get name, fame, adoration, labha, pratishta, puja. Everything we will get, but not devotion. What kind of deal is this? This is a is very negative. So that is why devotees are not interested. Devotees, even someday, somebody may have, they may not even display that mystic perfection. Sometimes the devotees have seen, they have some perfection, but they may not display. Why? Because it is a very, very counterproductive. What is the purpose of life? We want to go back home, back to Godhead. We don't want to get caught up in this mystic perfection and then finally miss the whole theme. We want to go back home, back to Godhead and serve Krishna. Here or there, that's not a problem. But only thing is, this mystic perfection sometimes creates disturbances. So here, Srila Prabhupada very clearly says this, even though the Siddhas are very happy, and they are also aspiring, they are also glorifying the Lord, so that they get some opportunity to render service to the Lord. When Lord Krishna was in the womb of Mother, at that time also, all the devatas came, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, everybody came, and then offered their prayers, because this is, they knew. They knew that Lord is taking birth, and then it is their opportunity. So they can do some render devotional service, and then they can finally go back to him. This is the beauty, actually. So somehow devotees are very fortunate. This way they get given the opportunity. Yes, this is already there, but we don't misuse it, or we are not even aware that we have mystic power. But Krishna bestows the devotee. Like if a devotee is offended, and Krishna takes care of that. That's why sometimes if somebody does something harm to us, so instead of taking the law in our own hand and then go, I'm going to chastise him, I'm going to punish him, leave it to Krishna. Let Krishna handle that person. Why you want to take karma actually? Leave it to Krishna. Krishna, okay, this is what happened. It's up to you. You settle the business, settle the account. He will settle the account in appropriate way. So that is why we have devotees, we have a great responsibility that we don't want. It gets sidetracked with all these things. We want to anya vilashita sunyam. We have to try. At least we have to aspire for that. It is a very tall order. It's not easy. But we have to try. At least if we try, at least Krishna will give more and more mercy, more and this way we can go back home, back to God easily. Otherwise, you know, like we try and try to get this. Oh, this mystic perfections are very good. I want to get a little bit of this. So then we are wasting our time. So Prabhupada very mercifully gives us this knowledge. That way we can understand that these things are there, but it is not for us to, for our aim is go back home, back to God and serve Krishna. So this is the wonderful opportunity. And Kapila Dev will speak more and more. Like in this section we'll be reading, Kapila Dev appears and Mother Devahuti will ask wonderful questions. And for everyone's benefit, Kapila Dev will speak this knowledge of Sankhya Yoga. Stop here. If there are any questions or comments, try to address Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu? Yes. Yes. For Hanuman, it does not make any difference. He is always engaged in the service of the Lord. Whether he is here or there, doesn't make any difference actually. Hanumanji, he is a great devotee of the Lord. So for him, whenever he says things that Rama, whenever Ram is there, he is automatically there. So when Hanumanji's Hridaya, always Ram is there. So when Ram is there, automatically Vaikuntha. What is the difference? Correct? So there is no difference, because such a pure devotee, whether he lives in the material world or spiritual world, does not make any difference actually. Narada Muni, sometimes he comes to Padala also. So that means Narada Muni gets contaminated. No, Narada Muni comes here, Narada Muni goes to Vaikuntha, Narada Muni goes to Bhuloka, everywhere he can come, still he is always is completely neutral. So Hanumanji also is a pure devotee of Lord Ram. So wherever he is, it becomes a Vaikuntha. There is no problem for Hanumanji. Problem is for us actually. Yes, Prabhu. So, Prabhupada's mercy. Yes, that's
First question is, I've been involved with this call for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And I've been asking these questions again and again to many people. I haven't got the answer. Maybe you may have.
No, I may not have. If you asked 30 years, I have been seeing you 30 years also. If you ask the questions, and I may not have the answer also. Anyway, you can ask Prabhupada's mercy, we may get the answer.
I come from a Shaiva tradition.
Yes. Yes.
If so, why we don't celebrate Shivaratri here?
We do celebrate. Maybe you are not around actually. You are not around. We are we do celebrate Shivratri because we do have a Shivratri celebration. We have a, but see again, like how we do, that's a different thing. Because we do have a Shivratri celebration, we do have observed Shivratri, but it's not like a traditionally how it is being done. But here also it is done. Devotees observe Shivratri. Very strictly they observe Shivratri.
Because in the Vaishnava calendar,
yeah,
Shivratri
is mentioned actually. If you ask, I know, I can send you the details. Shivratri is mentioned, and then actually we are the real Saivites actually, if you think about that, because we worship Lord Shiva in we are always worshipping Lord Shiva is as Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu, and we offer great respect to Lord Shiva, even though more respect than the traditional Saivites offer actually. So that way, if you call somebody as a Saivite, we are the real Saivites. We are the real Vaishnavite, we are the real Christian, we are the real Muslim. Because this, whatever the Lord has said, we try to follow. That's why we fit into that category.
My second question is...
you will come with a big list. Yes.
Question is, you say Lord Krishna is a person.
Yes.
If so, have you got his address and
telephone? Yes, we have the address. Don't have to go address, he's here, standing here, waiting for you. Telephone number is like a, well, this simple number, no? Like a 16108. Very simple to remember actually. tiny URL. We have a tiny URL. No? This is a tiny URL. Krishna, no? It's not even very difficult. No? 16108 only.
What if it goes to the wrong
person? Oh, it won't go anywhere. 16108 will go only to Krishna, nobody else. Right. Thank you very much for your... Yes, no, you don't have to try. Try now only here. Here only. No, don't have to go home. Not like that. Time will be very late actually. Now only here, just standing there.
Okay, last question is I've been reading the Krishna book and it says he's got a brother, father, mother.
Yes, yes.
Has he got a twin brother or a younger brother,
Krishna? Krishna, it depends.
So, what is his name?
Yeah, his name is like sometimes he has a younger brother also. He is sometimes Lakshman, he is a younger brother. He has an older brother also, he called Balaram. Everything is there. So we have to read only. Because see, when he comes as a Ramachandra Murthy, he has a younger brother. When he comes as Krishna, then he has a Balaram, elder brother. What is the difficulty?
No, as Krishna has got a younger brother.
Yeah, younger brother. He's Balaram. Sorry, younger brother is Lakshman.
No, that's Rama's.
That's why. See, Rama and Krishna, there is no, because when he comes as Krishna, she's like, then he has this pastime. And then here this younger brother, here in this Leela there may not be younger brother, but he has an elder brother. So he is Krishna, he can have any way, whatever way he wants. Hare Krishna, thanks. Any questions or comments? Who said Krishna consciousness is no fun? Krishna consciousness is fun also. See, so many nice questions and we get so much of it. How important, like a... See, this is like Prabhupada says, like Krishna consciousness, everything is there. So all the chivalry is there, fun is there, all the sadness, everything is there in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna's number, yes, 16100, what is, why not? You have your number, your customized nameplate. Go, Krishna can have his customized telephone number. 16108, so, yes, Prabhu. They do appear, but we can't see them.
Why?
Because we have to be qualified to see. We have to be qualified to see them. Because see, nowadays, even, what is his name? Obama is there. And who is our Prime Minister? Current Prime Minister? Huh? No, not India, Modi, here. Who is our Prime Minister? Australia. Huh? Malcolm Turnbull. Malcolm Turnbull, no, like is Malcolm Turnbull is there? No, yeah, he's there. But you have to follow a process to see Malcolm Turnbull. You have to go and his joint secretary, under secretary, over secretary. You have to go and see and get his appointment. Then you can see him. Not just like Malcolm Turnbull is there. I don't believe that. No, it won't work like that because demigods are there, devatas are there. They are. He actually, it is mentioned whenever the Krishna Katha happens, they are also interested actually. Not for this my class, but for the pure devotees, when they speak, they will come. Don't expect here actually. So they come. Thank you, Prabhu. Thanks for your questions. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhupada ki jai. So yeah, demigods are there. Actually, previously they used to come personally. Now, because now see, they have to look forward to come, correct? What is there to come? No, like they, see, previously Maharaj Yudhishthir was performing a wonderful yajna, Rajasu yajna. So when he said the Shastra, when you do the Avirbhava, like when Indra, Yaswaha, when you do some, then Indra will come personally and accept the offering, correct? But now, that potency is not there, and then we don't have the qualification, and we have the capacity to see also. Even though Indra may be sitting here, you can't see him because he may be in his different body. We can't see them actually. So for us, the main thing is Shastra says when devotees glorify the Lord, then automatically that place Lord is situated. Naham trishtami vaikunte na yogi nam hridayeshwa tatra trishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Even Lord is situated, what talk of any other demigods. When you have a pure devotees are discussing Krishna Katha, the Lord is situated there. He is there also. He is there situated and he is listening also. Yeah. Anything else? Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kapiladev ki jai.